Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
Welcome to the latest episode of Five on the Floor on the Five Reasons Sports Network. Thanks for joining us on your favorite podcast app on Apple Podcasts, on Android, Spotify, and the Five Reasons YouTube channel. Make sure you hit like, subscribe, and turn the notifications on. Also, check out Off the Floor. That's our Discord server. $2.99 per month. You can find the link right here in the description. Get away from Twitter. Communicate with Heat fans only. We clear out everybody else. Again, $2.99 per month. Link right here in the description for Off the Floor. Also, check out the great sponsors of the Five Reasons Sports Network. Includes Better Edge. Use the code 5RSN. That's the number 5RSN. You get $20 to play. What makes this different from other legal sports books? There's no VIG. That means you're not giving away money to the book for free. And this is a marketplace, so you can find the line that you want. So we run our contest there as well. Use the code 5RSN. That's the number 5RSN. Get $20 to play at Better Edge. That's BETTOREdge.com. And now, today's episode.
Down to Biscayne. Yikes. Five on the floor, ride for my dogs. Where here's the thing, you can check the score. Hustle hard, couple scars, wearing bubble frogs. Just like Buck said, you in trouble, y'all. Kept the floor playing, got an all band. Y'all seen the block, stop with one hand. And Pat, we trust, it's power, have the guts. We here to bring the heat, y'all can hang it up.
Welcome to Five on the Floor, a daily insider show on the Miami Heat and the NBA, featuring Ethan Skolnick, Greg Sylvander, and Alex Toledo, plus others from the Five Reasons Sports Network.
Right, welcome back to Five on the Floor. Here's today's floor plan. I'm Ethan Skolnick. You can follow me at Ethan J. Skolnick and at Five Reasons Sports. We got Brady Hawk. You can follow me at BradyHawk305. Make sure you check out the episodes that I did with Alex Toledo. We went through every single team in the East and the West, two separate episodes, and graded their off season. So it was one of those things where Alex and I said, we're going to do this in 15 minutes, and 55 minutes later, we were done. So we went through every single team. Check that out. Also, Greg Sylvander and I are going through the top 40 players in Heat history, but we're doing it from one down to 40 because one's easy. It's going to get more interesting when we start to get down to like 33 and we see who makes it and who doesn't. So Greg and I will be doing that over the next couple of weeks, splitting it into a number of episodes. But today, we're taking an episode that I think was suggested on Off the Floor. I'm not sure, but I think it was, Brady. There's been a lot of talk about the post-Jimmy era. And that may not be for 2 or 3 years. We'll see. I mean, it's still a chance that he could sign an extension with the Heat after the season, although it doesn't seem like it's trending that direction. The Heat didn't offer it this offseason. Pat said he probably wasn't going to offer it this offseason. And then Jimmy, it came out through Shams, was kind of like, all right, well, I don't want it anyway. So I'm not going to sign an extension with you at this stage. And this is one of these things that we're going to be dealing with as we head into training camp in late September, which is likely going to be in the Bahamas. But whether or not it's now, or not now, but trade deadline, or after the season, or after two seasons, it's likely that Bam Adebayo is going to outlast Jimmy Butler in a Heat uniform. Is that fair to say, Brady?
Yeah, I'd say that's fair.
Okay. Because Bam signed the extension. They did give him an extension. And obviously he's younger. He's 27, right? So he's younger, two gold medals, a do-everything kind of player, and they've made him captain. Like, they're not trading him anytime soon. So what we wanted to look at was, what's the perfect player to play with Bam? And I know that this always goes to who plays the four, right? Or who plays the five. Sorry, Sean. Sorry, driving off the road, going to be angry at me. But for the purposes of this episode and probably every other one, I'll split it into positions. And of course, there are Heat fans who want Bam to play the four. It seems like Bam now wants to play the four and at least have a taller player next to him than he's had in the past. And the Heat just drafted one in Khalil Ware. And they've also obviously promoted Nikola Jovic, and Bam had some success playing with him last season. So it does not appear we're going to see a Haywood Highsmith or a Caleb Martin or PJ Tucker clone next to him this season. It appears that, he'll be playing with bigger players than he has before. But this is not just about that, because if we're talking about a post-Jimmy era, Brady, it's not just about who plays next to Bam in the front court. It's literally who is his complementary star. And unless we think that Ware or Jovic is going to become that complimentary star, that player is probably not on the roster right now. Unless you think it's Tyler. And unless, again, we think Jimmy's going to play forever. So let's start here. Before we get into specific players, who is the perfect type of player to pair with Bam as a star? Because Jimmy and him have gotten to two finals. They've gotten to three conference finals. Even though we've talked about what a clunky fit it sometimes is offensively, who would be the perfect fit next to Bam? Not the person, but the type of player.
So it's funny because we always characterize it as the player to play next to Bam. But I think in a lot of ways, it's always been the player to put in between Jimmy and Bam, because it's always been about fit. It's always been about the guy that makes sense to kind of mend those two. So when you go outside the box and you ask the question in terms of like post Jimmy and Bam kind of in the later years, what does it look like? Honestly, I think I get more of a feeling that it means going bigger. Like, it means Bam at the four and a bigger guy at the five. That's, to me, is why I think a lot of people push back on not going as big right now, is that maybe it is the best fit for Bam, but I just don't think it makes sense for Bam plus Jimmy. And I think that's where they kind of are. So post Jimmy, it does feel like a bigger player. Honestly, I know you said not to mention players, but like a maxed out Khalil Ware in a lot of ways, like a maxed out version of himself. Like, if he's a dominant shot blocker that could play in the lane, somebody that can stretch the floor but doesn't always have to, can kind of play in just like a boxed in center role. And honestly, the thing that comes to mind for me is like what Brook Lopez did for Giannis, where, not saying Bam is going to be Giannis, I'm not saying he's not going to be Giannis, but the point is that it just frees him up offensively. Like, it just puts him in a different position where the floor opens up. He doesn't have to worry about doing absolutely everything defensively. Like, that's kind of what they did for Giannis in some ways over that tenure. It was like, Brook can kind of just be the defensive drop defender that just rebounds and gets them out on the break. And it kind of frees Giannis up to do other things defensively and play off that offensively. Bam hasn't had that luxury. Bam hasn't had the ability to fully play into that role, because he has to basically do everything for this team, just in every way. He has to cover up for other guys. He has to be the main rebounder. He has to be the drop slash switch defender. He has to be the hub offensively that's playmaking for the other guys on the floor. So he has to do so much that he hasn't had the ability to do that. So I think when you do it forward, I think it really does mean you get a little bigger, because also in this scenario, that means Bam has the keys to the offense even more than he already has. That means he has the full keys offensively, that they're leaning in another direction with, you know, different types of player. Let's just say it is Tyler. They have to play different lineups. They can't do the stuff that they do now with Jimmy, because Jimmy could carry an offensive unit. He could just go out there and play in a style where a lot of times the four doesn't end up mattering, and it gets overlooked when the Heat go on runs because Jimmy's so overpowering. So it doesn't matter that they have a 6'4 shooting guard named Caleb Martin playing the four. So in this scenario, I do think actually like it is a bigger bigger player next to him. And I say a max out to low where it's almost kind of like the guy that he doesn't like, Miles Turner, like those type of players, right? Like that's the kind of build that I think about that probably opens his game offensively up a little bit more.
Okay, but again, if we're talking about front court guys, and I understand why you're saying all that, but ultimately Bam is a big, right? I mean, he may not be as big as Heat fans would like, against when you're talking about the Jokic's of the world, but he's a big. And so ultimately the best pairings, if you look at championship pairings in recent years, okay, let's go through some of them. With the exception of Curry and Clay, which was unusual too, because you had like this hybrid type player in Draymond, this do everything front court player who kind of made everything work. But it's been rare to have championship like duos who necessarily came from the same sort of position group. And I know I'm going back to the old positions. Now, the big three, you had Dwayne and LeBron, who occupied a lot of the same spots on the floor. Dwayne more of a small, LeBron more of, a big wing. In addition, just everything type player. But of course, they had Bosh up front, who was, who kind of, again, made everything work. You had some championship teams in the past that, like Isaiah Thomas and Joe Dumars, were the best players on the Pistons teams that won championships, and they came out of the backcourt. It's rare, again, to find that. I mentioned Golden State. But typically, it's been like the Shaq-Kobe pairing, right? Like you have a big and you have a small. Even the Heat tried to do that with Hardaway and Mourning. Would you say overall, again, before we get to specific players, that the best pairing for Bam would be someone in the front court with him? In other words, if he's going to be one of the two best players on the team, would you rather have the other best player on the team be a guard, be a wing, or would it be a front court player?
To clarify, no, it wouldn't be a big. I'm more so thinking of what benefits him the most, that I would not want that big to be the second best player on the team. Like, I think the benefit, his type of player, it's having a high-level role player that doesn't ask for a lot, like doesn't have to play. Like Brooke, like he's a good example because he didn't never step in the way and he kind of backed into a specific role and it benefited him. I think of that as that position. To answer your question, like if you're talking about a second best player, like no, you have to have a three-level score. I don't care if it's a guard. I don't care if it's a wing. It has to be a three-level score in some capacity. I mean, look, just looking at some of these past teams, like you mentioned it, like the two best players. You had a guard with Jamal Murray with Jokic. You had obviously Boston who just put a bunch of pieces together. I think of the Raptors team just having a wing like Kawhi. I mean, not these are – different examples because we're talking about really good players here, but I think you definitely need a three level scoring wing slash guard. You're not going to have your two best players be the power forward and center. Like the Pelicans team a couple years ago where you had AD and Cousins, like two exceptional talents, but that's not winning a championship. Like you have to have a wing or guard that can demand the ball and kind of set things up and be a scorer. So
Brady, I think to that point, now that I'm thinking about it, I'm sort of going through the Rolodex in my mind. Maybe I'm wrong about not coming from the same position group, because I guess you could say Jordan and Pippen came from the same position group. It's similar to Wade and LeBron. I think the thing is, we don't see, I think you just hit on it. We haven't seen a lot of teams where their two best players were front court, were bigs, right? Mm-hmm. You'd have to go, the Rockets tried this with Samson and Olajuwon. Duncan and Robinson in San Antonio winning the 99 championship. That's one that jumps to mind. But other than that, no, right? And especially in the modern era, like where the two best players are big. I mean, even look at the construction of some of the better teams in the league right now. Philadelphia just added an elite wing, obviously advanced in age, and Paul George. But their two best players were Embiid and Maxey, right? I mean, that's a more traditional type build. You mentioned Denver, provided that Murray gets in shape. Their two best players will again be Jokic and Murray. Minnesota. I'm gonna say Towns and Edwards, right? So front court player, back court player. That's almost, and OKC even with SGA and what they're hoping Chet can become, and they've plugged in these role guys, elite role guys around them. So I don't think, especially because Bam's not an elite scorer. I don't think that it could be Bam and another big being your two best players and win a championship. Like again, Jimmy operates in all kinds of different places on the floor, but I think you're right. I think it's a three-level scorer. I mean, I think it has to be, right?
If your second best player is a big, it's taking a lot away from Bam offensively. And the whole goal here in the later years is to make things easier for Bam and put the ball in his hands a little more and just free him up in a way. And I think that kind of limits him. So, I mean, I'm also thinking about, like let's play the opposite here as well. What we just saw from Bam and AD, where Team USA is obviously a different example, but you're not getting an AD type player, I don't believe. Like that's the issue here. Like you're the guys that are usually on the market are some of these wings and guards that end up breaking away from their teams. If you have kind of the type of top level bigs in this league, most of them are staying with their teams. Like you don't see a lot of movement with bigs. So 100%, it has to be that type of player. And that's when the question becomes, can you play like a type of player like Jovic, or do you go the defensive route as they have in the past with the PJ Tuckers, the Crowders, the Haywood Highsmiths? Like at that point, that's what I'm trying to think of is, do they lean in that direction if you do get the three level scoring wing and guard? And are we doing the same thing that we just talked about for the last 4 or 5 years, where it kind of continues back in the same direction? So it's tough. I think it's all based on personnel and who's moving around at that time. But I definitely am talking myself more into like the bigger lineups thing. And it's not just because I think Bam feels more comfortable in it and has been the three balls coming along and he wants to play that role. I just think it does eventually make a little bit more sense that if you're going to keep running, like bringing back the same roster and the same team, eventually the only change you're going to have to make is moving positions, is giving a guy like Bam and say, okay, we're not going to put you in this five-man role in a box. We're going to put you out there and you're going to play in a much different, unique role. That's kind of the changes they're going to have to make. It's going to be on Spo to kind of just make those type of different shifts because the locker room's looking the same. So I don't know. We've seen different variations over the last few years. We've seen the defensive smaller, you know, fours. We've seen the Myers Leonard, Kelly Olynyk types. Now I think you get a little bit more unique with Nikola Jovic, and we probably should mention him a little bit more in this episode because he's kind of if we're talking about post Jimmy and the future of Bam, you know, who's next to him, ideally it is Jovic because that means he's developing in the right direction. But he fits the role of what I'm talking about as well. He's not going to ever be a dominant on ball player where he's taking up a bunch of usage. He's too good of a playmaker and a passer and a hub that I think it does benefit Bam because he'll play off of him. So that'll be the question. That's why, as much as everybody wants to see Ware and Bam, the goal here for me is to see Jovic and Bam right now, to see them work it out throughout this season. You can mix in different lineups with Bam and Ware, just see how it looks. The end goal might be Ware and Bam, but I think right now you got to just work through the Jovic Bam and see how it works out.
As much as I like Jovic and as much as I like Jaquez, I don't think ultimately the contending partner for Bam is on the roster. I think that's going to trigger some Heat fans who are like, well, how are they going to get that player when they haven't really been able to get that player? Well, they've had Jimmy, obviously, but they've been trying to add a third to that mix or at least been investigating adding a third. And now it's like, okay, post Jimmy, if you don't trade Jimmy, you just let Jimmy walk, then how are you going to get not the third now, but how are you legitimately going to get the second with Bam, who ultimately, if Bam does not develop in a big way offensively, needs to be the one on offense, not the two. Bam will be the one on defense. We know that, but they still may need another scorer. So we'll get into that after. The other thing I want to get into is like, does the type of player they need, is that player impacted by what's out there right now in the NBA? And by that, I mean, like, if Wemby's going to be dominating the league in 3 years, maybe the two best players in the Heat do need to be bigs. You know, that's another way to look at this. So we'll get to that in a second. Before we do, I want to mention a great sponsor of the Five Reasons Sports Network, our friend Lynette. You can find her on the Discord I mentioned earlier, Off the Floor, also on Playback, and on all of our other content. Huge Miami Heat fan, 954-581-8800. It's 954-581-8800. A Aggressive Insurance, the insurance agency that works for you. You can find her at insurancebylynette.com. That's two N's, two T's. Life insurance, car insurance, homeowners insurance, renters insurance. She can handle all of it from her office in Lauderhill, services the entire Tri-County area. So reach out to her at insurancebylynette.com. Hey, it's Ethan Skolnick for Five on the Floor on the Five Reasons Sports Network. These days, all of us are operating in an information technology space, and that is dangerous. And that's why I signed up for Incogni. You can find it at incogni.com. That's incogni.com/5floor. That's FIVEFLOOR, name of this podcast. And you get 60% off an annual plan. Now, why should you do this?
because data brokers are out there creating shadow profiles on you that include a frightening amount of personal details. These insights are then used by scammers, total strangers, insurance companies, banks, businesses, and even the government. You want to avoid the identity theft, the increased costs, and all of the things that come with this. So you got to sign up for Incogni. They will go through the entire process with you and begin that data removal. So again, you can be safer in this online space. So check it out, incogni.com. Again, that's incogni.com/5floor, spelled out 5floor, and you get 60% off an annual plan.
If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy. Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
So the first question, do you think ultimately that the contending partner, if it's not going to be Jimmy, if Jimmy walks after the season, the partner to help the Heat continue to contend, the partner for Bam is on the roster right now?
So what is contending part? Does that mean the second best player? Is that kind of what you're?
Or in other words, we talk about Bam and Jimmy, right? Or Jimmy and Bam, more specifically, over the past few years. Okay. Bam and blank. And with those two players leading it, you're a top eight type team.
I mean, I think ideally they want Jaime to step into that role post Jimmy. And that's why, I mean, him modeling his game after him fits, but probably not. I mean, I think they're always going to, we're going to have, it doesn't matter post Jimmy or not, we're going to have the same offseason discussion every offseason where we're trading the entire team for, you know, the different elite player that's on the market or that could break free of his team. So that's always going to be the guy that's next to Bam. And post Jimmy, Bam has too many relations in this league for the contending title to be Bam and blank with somebody on this roster. Like, I think the players on this roster moving forward are going to be big for them in terms of just rounding out the roster, like guys like Jovic that continues to develop, and Jaime, obviously, that can step into that role. But, I mean, Bam has too many friends in this league for down the line 3-4 years from now to not have one of his friends playing next to him. Like, that's kind of where the key becomes. And at that point, they should have some money around laying around that they could be able to kind of maneuver some things in a different way, right? Like, depends on what the contracts look for, I guess, with Jaime and Jovic by that time. But obviously, things could look a little different. So I would say it's definitely going to be somebody else, and it fits into the conversation that you need that wing, or you need that guard, or you need that solidified player to put them over the top. Because as much as Bam has this extension, just like we have been talking about trying to cash in your chips for Jimmy, eventually you're going to have to cash in your chips for Bam. Like, that, with the same conversation you're having for him, you're going to have for that guy. So it's all about winning at any given moment. And as if it is one of the guys on the roster, like if it is somebody that develops into that, great. But eventually they're going to have to kind of get that guy for Bam to kind of run the table with a little bit.
All right. So I asked this question. We don't have to spend a lot of time on this one, but I just wonder, again, if Wemby ends up blowing up over the next 2 to 3 years, if maybe you do look at adding at tilting big. We were doing that anyway, but kind of tilting big in terms of the star power that you look for, and also how you're going to handle him. But let me go back to this, though. So I'll just throw it out there. You could have any player in the league right now, any player, and say, this is it. And again, probably not going to get that player, because I think the guy in Cleveland is a pretty good fit, personality-wise, age-wise, three-level scoring-wise, et cetera, but now he's on an extension. So, but give me anybody. You say, you're gonna build the perfect player to play with Bam. What is he? Who is he?
It's probably pretty close to what you just described. It is. It's a Mitchell, Booker, that type of player, right? I'm honestly, it's playoff Jimmy in a lot of ways. Like, as much as everybody talks about Jimmy and Bam not fitting together, the success in the playoffs matters. Like, we've seen it time and time again. Mm-hmm. And the problems that we walk away from the playoffs every time is not Jimmy and Bam. We have the Jimmy and Bam fit problem conversations in December and January every year. When it's June, we're never having that conversation. We're talking about the guys around Jimmy and Bam. So I think in some ways, playoff Jimmy, when he is playing at that high level, defensive level, when he is kind of scoring at a different level, and when he's shooting the three, because in the playoffs, his 3-point numbers jump up just like they did this last season. I think that that's kind of the player you need. The issue has been you just don't get that player consistently next to Bam, and that puts you in a position where you are in the play-in, and then you're clawing your way out, and the rest of the roster, it ends up not being as talented to get you out of that position. But that's why I've never really been a fan of that they're not complete fits. I just think it's always just so in and out. It's just never consistent. So in some ways it's the three-level scorer. It's the Mitchells. It's those players we're mentioning, but it's kind of the Jimmy we've seen from, 2 years ago.
No, and that's true. And I think that is why I keep coming back to this. When you talk to Heat officials about Jimmy and some of the issues that they've had to deal with over the past few years, it really does come down to this. If you don't have that kind of player, you're constantly searching for that kind of player. And that is why this season is going to be so interesting, I think, from behind the scenes perspective, because you're going to come up into that trade deadline, and we're going to see where the Heat are, and then they're going to have to make a decision. All right, are we afraid of losing Jimmy for nothing? Do we have to move him now and get the assets to build around Bam? And if they do, it might be you get the assets and then you don't make the move then, but you hold the assets for when something that you really like appears. And of course, that's going to frustrate Heat fans because they don't want to wait. And so there's all these things that are going to play into this. But they did, not only did they get Jimmy because Jimmy wanted to be in Miami, and then they were able to execute it kind of on the second try after trying to get him from Minnesota and then getting him from Philadelphia. But then Jimmy exceeded expectations. And so you have to find a star who not only is as advertised, but is better than advertised to a certain degree, and who fits with Bam. And as we see Bam grow, there may be more fits with Bam because there may be more players who can complement the few things that he doesn't do as well. But there's a little bit of a timeline there too. I mean, he's not an old player, but he's entering his prime. And you know, Jimmy is past the average age of a prime. He just happens to have extended it, and credit to him for that. But then we'll need to figure this out relatively quickly in the next year or two. And again, it fits with what Greg and I were talking about winning or misery and Pat being 79 years old too. So all of these things kind of come together. Donovan Mitchell, for all the talk about Dame, Donovan Mitchell to me was more the guy to put with Bam. As much as I pushed for the Dame thing, because of age, just because of he's in the same kind of bracket. What would you put the chances of? We'll close with this. What do you put the chances of that Jaime Hawkins develops to such a point? And I want to remind people, Jimmy Butler did not start a game as rookie. He did not start a game as rookie. Jaime Hawkins did more now. Jimmy was a little younger, a little bit, but not that much. But Jaime was a better rookie than Jimmy was. And by the way, was drafted higher than Jimmy was. And also accomplished more in college than Jimmy did. So this, I'm not saying he's going to be, you know, this is like people get on, well, you said Josh Richardson could do Jimmy like things. I'm not way back when. Not every player becomes the projection just because somebody else or exceeds expectations to the level that somebody else exceeds expectations. But I also don't rule it out that a guy can improve. I think sometimes we forget that a guy is not a finished product, even if he played 3-4 years in college. What do you put the odds at? Give me a percentage that Jaime can be 80% of Jimmy, ultimately.
80% of Jimmy is not where I thought you were going. So that one is decently likely. I think there's a decent chance he could get there. I think the problem is, you hit a good point, because I think the problem is that people think just because he is an older player, because he went to college, that he has a lower ceiling. And I don't think that's the case. Like, if he went to college 2 years and he was entering his third or fourth year, we'd be talking about this is the jump that's coming, or this is the growth that's like, so like, I think that there definitely is still like a lot of improvement to be made, and he's still going to make some jumps. So I think there's a decent chance. Now, I don't want to put that type of bar on him where he, like, everybody now is like expecting him to be Jimmy, like post Jimmy. That is the worst thing that could possibly happen, is where like Jimmy's gone and everybody's looking at Jaime to like turn into that, where it's like, they're in the first play-in game and everybody's waiting for him to drop 56. Like, let's not go too crazy, I guess. But I just think from the perspective of playing a similar role to him in similar spots, with just he has similar feel to the game as him, that stuff could link up. But that feels from years from now, right? Like, just once again, he's going to his second year. It doesn't mean he's capped out as a player. Just give it to college 4 years. That could be 4 years from now when he starts hitting that type of trajectory. So I don't know. I don't want to put that type of bar on him, but I do like the fact that there are some similarities in the game. So as long as he can continue to learn from Jimmy as well on this roster, like, it's only going to benefit him.
And look, Tyler can grow too. You know, that's the thing. Like, we talk about it and a lot, and sort of what he hasn't done, but he has improved in each year. I don't know that he's going to be here long term. I don't know that Jaime's going to be here long term, or that Jovic is going to be here long term. But they have some options, and they got some options to move potentially to try to get the player who maybe is the best fit. But this is something we're going to be talking about a lot, so we figure we get in on the conversation now. Nothing is guaranteed for Jimmy Butler beyond this season. Just not. It doesn't have the extension. We know how stubborn he can be. We know how stubborn Pat can be. We know what happened with Dwayne in 2016. You may not want to repeat mistakes, but sometimes they're unavoidable. So it is time to start thinking about what a Bam bill might look like ultimately. All right, thanks to Brady. Again, check out all the other episodes. Also, check out our sponsors, Prize Picks. Use the code 5, FIVE, and insurancebylinette.com. Have a good one, everyone.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Alo or Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret? With Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whatever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/try to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/try.
Bernie Moreno is looking out for himself, not us. Moreno is totally out of touch, and his company has a history of discriminating against its own workers. Moreno has even faced multiple lawsuits for racial discrimination. One black man sued for being told, "You black men out there tried to hide your criminal records," and being passed over for less qualified white applicants. Moreno has shown his colors. If he's elected senator, he's liable to rubber stamp Trump's radical Project 2025 agenda 100% and turn back the clock for Ohio. From taking away our overtime pay to gutting our public schools and rolling back our civil rights, we can't let Moreno take us backwards. We can count on Sherrod Brown to continue doing what's right to protect Ohio's workers and families. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by AFSCME People, AFSCMEPeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.